This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Greg Anderson is joining us. He is a Nebraska producer. He serves on the governing board with the National Biodiesel Board. And in this day and age of what we see with low commodity prices, so much of the benefit for biodiesel is out there, specifically if you see what the return is for the farmer out there.
Absolutely, Greg. Now more than ever, we realize how important biodiesel is to our profitability and the means to get to being profitable on our U.S. farms. I look at my soybean crop and I look out there and I can see that every field brings value to the tune of $35 to $40 an acre. Just equate it to 63 cents a bushel. The economic studies have shown, and that's a very conservative figure, by the way, that it brings 63 cents per bushel to every soybean bushel that we raise. Just reflect on that for a moment, and as the producer gets his check from the elevator or grain merchandiser or wherever he sells his soybeans, if we were to take 63 cents off of that, it'd be devastating. And so biodiesel is helping underpin those soybean prices, creating demand for soybean oil, which is the big factor in all of this. And if we didn't have biodiesel, we'd be really hurting pretty bad.
Especially for MBB only being 25 years old to develop that type of demand, and people think, well, it's 25 years, but it's incredible to what's been going on.
It is. Really, the soybean farmers and their checkoff established the biodiesel industry in the United States. As we look back just at the last 10 years, soybean oil into biodiesel production has increased 300%. And we're now using over 7 billion pounds of soybean oil every year to make biodiesel. That equates to about one-third of our domestic crush in the United States. And so it shows how, over time, we can continue to build this market even to greater heights.
The ability to see the demand continuing to rise because you know those markets and those opportunities are out there.
USDA has projected again for 2019 that soybean oil used for biodiesel production will increase once more to about 7.6 billion pounds. And so to think that we're knocking on the door of 8 billion pounds, we're continuing to raise a lot of beans. There's a lot of beans in the carryout. But here's a demand factor for the oil side that is really, really important. And knowing that gives confidence, I think, to people who raise soybeans for a living and can grow, and knowing that this market is really asking for even more.
All right. Greg, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
That is Greg Anderson, who is a member of the governing board of the National Biodiesel Board. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.